This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Republican supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump are planning a vigorous defense of him as public congressional impeachment hearings start Wednesday that target his presidency. Trump administration officials are bracing for hours of testimony from two U.S. Department officials. The AP's Rita Foley reports.
Bill Taylor, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, has said what he found when he was sent to Kiev was alarming. An irregular channel of U.S. policymaking outside the official channel, run by, among others, President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Career Foreign Service Officer George Kent has previously testified that President Trump wanted to hear three words from Ukraine's president: investigations, Biden, and Clinton. On Friday, Marie Yovanovitch testifies, seen as a tough U.S. ambassador but recalled by President Trump during the time the U.S. was trying to root out corruption in Kiev. Rita Foley, Washington.
A cool change in the weather is bringing some relief for firefighters battling massive brush fires in eastern Australia, which destroyed 50 homes already. Still, the New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner, Shane Fitzsimmons, says the threat of more fires still exists.
So we've now got 17 fires at the Watch and Act alert level, which is indicative of dynamic situation still, and subject to the weather today, we could see some volatility and some change of that alert level across different fire grounds.
The commissioner said as of Tuesday, there were no life-threatening injuries reported, and they have no reports of people missing, with dozens of fires still burning. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Turkish